Would you like to identify yourself, please?
Okay, my name's Barry Putty. I'm a member of the 62nd Fighting Falcons. We're a air combat simulation group, and we're currently running a very hot, heavily modified program based on a product called Falcon 4.
Welcome to the space show, Barry.
Thank you very much for having me.
You've got a rather amazing simulator in the display area here at the Avalon Air Show. What's it all about?
Okay, basically we're a simulation group. We're a civilian group, a group of clubs. We're part of the Australian Simulation Military Air Group. We get together on a regular basis, a bunch of military enthusiasts and aviation enthusiasts, and we fly simulated tactical air combat missions. The program we used is a heavily modified version of a commercial product called Falcon 4. But basically what we use and what we have would be best be called Falcon 5. Basically we got together, we used the product, we saw it could use improvements, and we basically retrieved a lot of data that until recently was heavily classified. The US Department of Defense declassified it, and with the help of many aviation engineers, avionics engineers, weapons specialists, we got together and we created basically a new product. And what we have here is, outside of the military, probably the most accurate, high-fidelity military simulator that's available.
Perhaps you could pound just a sound picture of what the visitor here sees when they come to your stand.
Okay, well, when they come to the stand, we have six PCs hooked up on a LAN network. If we wish to, we can have up to 16 hooked up at one time over a LAN network. Over the internet, you can fly up to six aircraft. What they'll see here is six of us in small portable cockpits and our monitors and a very large screen. And what we do is we run a full simulated tactical mission, very much like what real combat pilots would fly over the simulator, and the product gets to see what we do. They even get to hear over a PA system our voice communications over our intercom system. We are not military combat pilots ourselves by any degree, but we do our absolute best to emulate the professionalism, the tactics and the organisation and skills of the guys that you see here flying the real things up in the air.
So can anyone join this group?
Anybody who can join the group whatsoever. The equipment we use is based on any home PC based equipment. You don't have to have a mega computer to run it, as the system is both scalable in system requirements for the graphics, and it's also scalable in the level of difficulty. Basically, it has a multitude of modes of graphical ability, so therefore, if you have a high-end computer, you can run it with almost near-photo quality graphics. If you have a lower-end PC, you can still have very high-quality graphics, but you just scale down how far out you can see that high-quality graphics. Beyond that level, it merges and blends the graphics with haze and so forth, and still gives a very good representation of what you see from the air. When it comes to difficulty, it has three modes: basic, advanced and high fidelity. To give an example of actually how complex and how accurate and realistic the simulator is, we actually have serving X-16 US Air Force pilots around the world who actually fly this as a hobby, and we actually have many of them who put input and data and information into modifying the simulator to the point where we have it today. Yesterday we had two F-18 pilots from 3 Squadron down here having a go of it. And it took us 2.5 hours before we had to manhandle them back out of the cockpit so somebody else could have a go. So when you get to fly one of these things, a real, you know, F-16, F-18 as a day job, this thing has to be pretty impressive to keep your attention span in the after work hours.
Do you have to be a skilled pilot to be able to use this machine?
No, not whatsoever. I mean, we have accountants, tax agents, cooks, chefs, anybody can fly this thing. It is not a procedural trainer. It is a tactical and situational awareness trainer. Basically, the Falcon series was originally a requirement for the US Air Force. They requested somebody to design them a PC-based situational awareness and tactical simulator so they could use it as a simulator to teach pilots tactical and situational awareness. From that, it was expanded and developed into a commercial product, and it was then further developed by people like myself and many other people from around the world via the internet and to the product we have here today.
And how do people get hold of information about you?
Basically, the easiest way is if they're here at the air show today, they can buy our stand, they can watch us throw out a full tactical mission, and we have flyers and information sheets here that they can pick up and take with them, and they have phone numbers, addresses, email sites that they can go to, gives information on how to join the clubs. They can also go to the internet, if they have internet access, and just do a search for Falcon 4. They'll come up with hundreds of sites, and through there they can basically work their way to what they're looking for.
Well, thank you for joining us on 88.3 Southern FM, Barry.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me. My pleasure.
For the first time in Australia, the sound of the B-1 bomber.